Today, in the Serbian capital, Belgrade, tens of thousands of people defied freezing temperatures and snow to demonstrate once again against Serbian President Slobodan Milosevic. Today's huge turnout was a sign that the protesters had not been frightened by a strongly worded police warning that the regime would no longer tolerate violence and lawlessness. The popular anger was triggered by the cancellation of opposition victories in municipal elections 2 weeks ago. But the demands have escalated to a call for Milosevic's resignation. NPR's Silvio Poggioli reports from Belgrade.
Protesters of all ages gathered early in the afternoon, coats tightly buttoned, heads covered with hoods to shelter against the heavy wind and snow. Many of them were students who had marched through the streets in the morning, led by young women carrying flowers. Several protesters had a humorous reaction to a vitriolic attack by the Speaker of the Serbian Parliament, who had compared the demonstrators to the Nazis. They wore cards on their jackets that said, "I am a fascist." The police presence was unobtrusive, a surprise after last night's official warning that the authorities would hold opposition leaders responsible for any outbreak of violence. And the march itinerary today carefully avoided key government buildings that had been pelted with eggs in the previous days. There was a joyous electricity in the air as protesters chanted slogans against Milosevic, blew whistles, jingled bells, slammed cymbals, and set off firecrackers. There were many banners, but no nationalist or other ideological symbols. One demonstrator carried a flag with the logo of the Ferrari sports car. Alongside the noisemakers, an elderly, dignified man marched with a trumpet in his hand, a present from his students.
I came here to express myself because as a professor, I have a salary of 700 dinars, which is about $150, and that's pure robbery.
Are you worried about the police warning?
No, we're not frightened at all. We will fight.
But the leaders of the opposition coalition are beginning to worry about what to do next. Zoran Djindjic, who has emerged as the rising star of the coalition, is aware that if the opposition does not achieve concrete results, the situation could precipitate.
Then the more radical elements in the movement could take over and use violence against the regime. For the moment, everything is all right, but I don't think we can control the movement for more than another week without delivering substantial reforms.
Djindjic is 44 and a professor of philosophy who studied at Heidelberg University, and he enjoys speaking in his fluent German with foreign reporters. But there's nothing of the stuffy academic in this young, good-looking politician who wears black turtlenecks. Djindjic, who has been an implacable foe of Milosevic for many years, says the Serbian strongman has kept Serbia on the margins of Europe.
As long as Milosevic remains in power, Serbia has no future.
Djindjic espouses democratic reforms and a free market economy, but he makes Western diplomats in Belgrade nervous. They have fresh memories of the young politician's embrace of Serb nationalism and that in the recent elections in Bosnia, he openly campaigned for the party of indicted war criminal Radovan Karadzic. Djindjic makes no apologies for his ties with Bosnian Serb leaders, but insists he fully supports the Dayton Peace Plan for Bosnia, as well as all other international agreements signed by Yugoslavia. But Djindjic stresses that the issue of Serbian nationalist aspirations is unresolved, a reference to the large Albanian population in the Serbian province of Kosovo, as well as the ultimate fate of the Serbs of Bosnia. But he insists these issues can be resolved only through democratic methods and not through violence.
If Serbia, Croatia, and Bosnia undergo a democratic development, then we will be able to resolve definitively all these nationalist issues without violence. But if the dictatorships remain in power in Serbia, Bosnia, and Croatia, then these problems will remain unresolved.
But for now, for Djindjic and the opposition, the primary goal is to rid Serbia of the man he says has brought only violence and chaos. This is Silvia Poggioli in Belgrade.